Week 2, Friday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying, they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us praise the Master, because all our delight is in him. If only you would tell us what you want, there might be hope that we could do your will. It's true you've spelled out your displeasure. Still, what of those crossroads where the prospects taunt us with two goods, which even a savant would hesitate to choose between, until he'd seen the outcome? Should I climb that hill, or stay down in this valley? It would daunt Saint Benedict to fathom what to do. But you are silent. What do you want done? My little fool, I have no preference. I made you free. And if you've any sense, you'll know that I want you to choose. The one who fashions my eternal plan is you. First Nocturne. We saw him despised and rejected, a man of sorrows who knew weakness. Psalm 22, Part 1. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far from my help and my cries of pain? My God, I have called all day, and you did not hear me. And even during the night I cannot be silent. Yet you are still holy, enthroned upon Israel's praises. And they trusted you, and you set them free. They called to you, and were not disappointed. But I am a worm, not a man. People's disdain, sneered at by the crowds. Everyone who sees me makes fun of me, curling up their lips and wagging their heads. He trusted Yahweh, then let him rescue him. Let him set him free if he's in his favor. And still you are the one who took me from the womb and entrusted me to my mother's breasts. I was dedicated to you from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Then do not stay far from me, because catastrophe is upon me, and I have no one to help me. There are bulls everywhere, wild Bashan bulls, and they have me surrounded. They are eyeing me, their mouths agape, as if they were lions roaring in their hunger. And I am like water poured out on the ground. All my bones have come apart. My heart, like wax, is melting away inside my chest. My strength has dried up like baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have dragged me down into death's dirt. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We saw him despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, who knew weakness. They divided Jesus' clothes among themselves and played at dice for what he wore. Part 2. Dogs have even collected all around me, and a gang of thugs has hemmed me in. They've cut holes in my hands and feet, and I can count every bone I have, and they look on and gloat over me. They've even parceled out my clothes among themselves and played at dice for what I was wearing. But Yahweh, please do not be so far away. My strength, please hurry to help me. Give me escape from these swords and keep my dear life from these dogs' attack. Save me from the lion's jaws and from the horns of these raging bulls. You gave me an answer. Now I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters, and I will sing your praises wherever they gather. Those of you who respect Yahweh, give him praise. Glorify him, all you descendants of Jacob, because he did not sneer at or scorn the anguish of a man in trouble, and he did not hide his face away from him. No, when he called out, he listened. This is how I will praise you in the great assembly, and I will fulfill my vows before those who respect you. Yes, the poor will eat and have their fill, and those who look for Yahweh will finally praise him. May your hearts live for all eternity. All the ends of the world will remember this and turn to Yahweh, and all the different families of nations will give you worship, because it is Yahweh who has authority, and he is the one who rules over all the nations. All the successful people over the whole earth will eat this Thanksgiving feast and worship him. Everyone about to go down beneath the earth, those who cannot keep themselves alive any longer, will nonetheless give him worship. And the future will also serve him, and will tell of Yahweh to the generations after them. And they will come and praise his virtue to a people even yet to be born, and declare what he has done. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. They divided Jesus' clothes among themselves and played at dice for what he wore. Please save me from the clutches of corrupt men, Master, power who rescues me. Psalm 140. Please save me from these thugs, Yahweh. Help me escape from these savages. Their hearts are full of plots, and they keep conspiring how to defeat me, sharpening their tongues like snakes, with a viper's poison behind their lips. Please keep me safe from these hoodlums, and preserve me from these devils who are trying to trip me up. In their insolence, they hid a snare in front of me with ropes, and spread a net in my path, hoping to trap me in it. Then I said to Yahweh, "You are my God, so please listen to the sound of my pleas, Yahweh. God Yahweh, my strength and protection, you are my head's helmet in the day of battle. So do not, Yahweh, grant these evil people their wish. Do not let their schemes succeed, or they will rise over me. And may their heads, as they surround me, be helmeted with the curses their lips pronounce on me. Rain burning coals down on them, and throw them into the fire. Hurl them into pits too deep for them to climb from. Do not let lying slander gain a foothold on earth. Dog these reprobates with torment and defeat them. I know that Yahweh will stand up for those who suffer persecution and will bring justice to the poor. Yes, virtuous people will thank your name, and honest folk will find their home with you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please save me from the clutches of corrupt men, Master, power who rescues me. My son, take my words to heart. Do as I say, and you will live.